기조금몰아까워나밖에내오름이물어가야깜빡한데눌러본마쇼콜로꿈바라에
All right, you guys ready? Here we
go. Yeah, ready? And
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
Dabbing it up, dabbing it up, dabbing it up, Corona style. Everybody, Laugh Aids.
Woo!
Woo, Laugh Aids was great, huh?
I don't think it has an S, because if you add an S, it changes the whole meaning.
Aid. Laugh Aid.
Laugh Aid.
Aid. Okay. So I won't call it that again. But let's start from the... Hey, let's start from the top.
Kalila?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I guess the Kalila.
Wait, we're doing it Bobby's way? So you gotta look this way. Okay.
Yeah. So welcome to another episode of Pandy, day number fucking, I don't know, man, 30. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what the fuck is
day
going on.
Day two for Tiger Belly.
Day two, for Tiger Belly. Listen, guys, God bless you. Take care. Be healthy. Wash your hands. 6 feet. Here at the quarantine household, Lee household, we're doing all right. You know, we're doing fine. We're getting a little loopy in here, but things are great. We got over here to my right, my daughter, my beautiful shy guy daughter. Shy guy. She said, "Good morning, Jules.
Hello.
Well, how was your day?
Fine.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
You're 18?
Yeah.
That's essentially that's been my conversations with her every single fucking day for the last 21 fucking days.
Well, that means you haven't earned her trust yet.
Yeah, she doesn't like me. It's got to be the fact. She doesn't like me. All right?
You come off too strong.
When
you talk to a teenage girl,
oh God,
your approach is very like, "So you suck dick?" Like that's what you do.
No, I don't. I don't do that. No,
you ask teenagers.
No, I don't do that. But like, she gets zit face. She has a lot of zits on her face sometimes, and she puts these like. So she had one on her nose, and she had like this white ointment on her nose, and I go, "You fucking doing cocaine in my house?" She goes, "I don't do cocaine."
That's good parenting.
Yeah, it's good parenting.
Mm-hmm. I think we should come up with a name for her.
Yeah.
I know that on Bad Friends, you guys called her Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
So I think that we should call her Reluctant Rudy.
Reluctant Rudy. R2.
R squared.
I love it.
Reluctant Rudy. Listen, guys, thanks for tuning in to Live Aid, Comedy Aid the other day.
Well, explain to people what that was.
Well, I don't know exactly what it is, but there was a foundation called Comedy Gives Back, and with along with All Things Comedy, and they did a 7 or 8 hour
kind of like a telethon
raise money for
it was a videothon
and let me say this, train wreck. Let's be honest, Gilbert, train wreck.
There was one part that wasn't a train wreck and it involved people in this Zoom right now.
Listen, you don't say that because
look, it was pretty okay here, you know what, yeah,
you're involved.
Let me ask you,
let's talk about why it was rough. Why is it rough?
You're asking me?
Yeah, why do you think it was rough?
Watching it from the very top, I don't think a lot of these celebrities, they thought they can just talk and they weren't prepared. I feel like you guys had basically literally a 15-minute show that I think someone would pay for. Seriously. Like you had bits prepared.
We did artwork. We wrote songs. Because we don't know the fuck what it was.
Confessional?
We were nervous that we were
underprepared.
So we were like, fuck it.
What?
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought about it because, you know, if you think like historically at like telethons and whatnot, Goonie just bit me.
Sorry.
Yeah, like people are usually like, it's different. They're not in the comfort of their homes, right? So we thought, oh my God, we're going to bomb so hard. We've barely prepared. But it was the opposite. I think that.
The night before, I was stressed out. But then once I saw certain people do it that day, I looked at this thing and I went, oh, we got this.
You're fueled, yeah.
Especially because Whitney had texted me before and then like FaceTimed me, and you know, I knew that Bert was there. So it felt like I think that if we were in any other hour, we would have been fucked.
Like if we were maybe matched with Bob Saget, we would have been more awkward because we don't know him.
Well, I do know Bob, you know, but I don't know him obviously as well as... I know everybody on the fucking thing. I just don't know them as well as some. And Whitney's a friend. Bert's a friend. We were clumped in with our kind of clique of people, you know? So that's what made it comfortable. And then secondly, watching other people do it and not being prepared and just kind of aimlessly talking, just on and on. I just went, okay, at least we have an agenda and a plan. But you know what? The cause was valid and I think important. And Comedy Gives Back did raise some money. So I think at the end of the day, it was...
Matter what transpired. The point was they were able to raise $300,000, I think maybe even more. So
yeah. I loved also, because regardless of what it is, you know, I still had other comics calling, how'd you get on that? Did they ask you? You know, like people wanted, you know yeah. who. Yeah. Imagine the people, you know the people that weren't on it.
Okay.
You know. The people that weren't on it were like calling me going, how'd you get it? Did they ask you what's going on? I mean, because I don't know. We never got a call. I never got an email, you know? And so, you know, I guess it felt good to be invited to that thing, you know? But I remember going on to the video lounge. Mm-hmm. So there was this like lounge area where, and some guy goes.
Okay, before you go live, they tell you to check into this pre-live lounge. And on there is everybody that's about to go up.
Or people that are involved with it, right?
Or producers.
Producers and whatnot, right?
Right. So, like...
So we clicked
on there, and just when Bobby...
Don't say any names.
No, we don't... So, I don't know if you know this, George, or actually, George, you have to know because you cleaned it up this morning. But in the bathroom, I was trying to, like, touch up my face last minute before we were about to go live.
That's been in the bathroom for, I think, 3 to 4 weeks.
What happened in that bathroom? So when
we tried to explain it to you fucking 4 weeks ago and you brushed it off.
The Sasha Gray episode, I think, remember there was a
Sasha
a talk
Gray
of,
took a shit.
Some Rhea.
Sasha Gray took a shit
no,
in our fucking
No she
Sasha Gray took a shit in our fucking bathroom, flushed it, it splattered all over the fucking place.
So anyways,
I call it porn shit. You know what I mean? There was this ugly fucking porn shit over the fucking...
That did not look like a Sasha Gray turd.
Yeah.
That was a
It was mine! It was mine!
Oh, there it is.
It's mine.
The truth.
Right, it's my shoe shit. But,
I go into the bathroom right before we're about to go live.
Oh, my God.
And, there's a shit explosion that I had never seen. I thought that there were, like, leaves on there. There were, like, actual branches. I was like, what the fuck is happening? So
yeah, you don't know? I'm poison ivy.
There were some,
I shit some leaves and roots and all,
yeah.
Yeah, trees, yeah, and all kinds of stuff. I'm
Groot. Been there a while.
But it was the whole lobby. Heard me screaming about Bobby's poo.
Yeah, and so right. So then there's also like executives from like people that I knew from Comedy Central and other people, and I go, we gotta get off. Right. So then we had to get out of the lounge.
Yeah, we immediately had to get off because like I couldn't conceal my shock.
But then before I did, some producer guy goes, "Hey, look, it's Joe Exotic." When they looked at me, and it pissed me off as well. So I'm like, "We gotta get out of here." So we got out of the fucking thing.
Oh.
But yeah,
you keep forgetting that you could be heard by them. So this is all, imagine you guys are like the producers, right? Mm-hmm. And all you see this is Bobby doing this. Babe, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. I don't wanna be around these people. We gotta get out.
Yeah, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
I was like, Bobby, they hear you.
Yeah, we had to get the fuck out. But then, you know, we did it. And, you know, that's that, you know. I have to say, I have a message to the people listening right now. This pandemic has nothing to do with liberalism or conservatism. We are all in the same fucking boat, all right? I'm not choosing sides in this fucking pandemic. We all have to just all quarantine. Don't leave your fucking house. Let this thing fucking die, and then we can live our lives again, all right? But the problem with this fucking thing is that Florida, Georgia. Oh, we're going to open up the beaches. I mean, people are just doing, every state is doing their own fucking thing. And I just think collectively we should just fucking get together and do our own thing. All right? We got to be able to fucking unite and group. Do you not agree?
I agree. Yeah, of course.
At the end of the day, we're all in this together. And I have to say this pandemic has brought me closer to humanity and my fellow comedians. I miss them, even the ones I hate, you know?
Who are those?
Even the ones that I fucking despise. Not
who are those?
No, I'm going to say who. But, you know, and there are people that never text me that have been texting me to ask me how I'm doing, and I do vice versa. And I just think that this is, at the end of the day, going to be good for comedy. It's going to be good for humanity. And we just have to realize that we are the same. Mm. We're a part of the same light energy. Right?
Do you want to ask me why I'm wearing what I'm wearing?
Why are you wearing camel from up and down?
Okay, so you know in Korea, they don't really show public displays of affection. Or I don't know, at least like over here, you can basically like fully make out tongue and all.
Yeah.
In public, dry hump basically. And it's all good. Do they, I'm not sure if they do that in Korea, but I was told that a way to show public display of affection is to be twinning. Twinning is one of the ways you can show that you're in a couple.
Oh.
So this is me twinning with Captain Lee Jung Hyuk.
Oh, because he's a, I see.
Mm-hmm. So I've been wearing this basically 4 out of the 7 days.
A stupid fictional character that doesn't really fucking exist.
Should we get him on the podcast?
It's crazy town.
He speaks English.
Oh, we should get him on next week.
Yeah.
It's like me wearing like, you know what I mean? Like a monk, like a brown robey monk thing.
Yeah.
And then pulling out a lightsaber, right? And going, Obi-Wan. I'm twinning with Obi-Wan.
Yeah, but is he
your
lover?
You have a crush on Obi-Wan?
I did.
Oh. No.
Oh. Yeah, back in the 80s. All right. When I didn't know any better. I loved old cock. I love old Jay. Yeah, right? I like sci-fi old Jay, babe. But that's just, it's a fictional character and it doesn't exist. And whatever you're doing, it's not working. Because whoever the guy is, that number one doesn't exist. Number two, he's an actor from some sort of from some Korean fucking soap opera. He has no idea who the fuck we are. But you know who did? Daniel Day Kim tweeted, and he listened to the song that we wrote.
Yes.
For, and then he texted me and he said, "Thank you, brother." And so, you know, there you go.
He appreciated your song.
Yeah, he appreciated the stupid song that we wrote.
You know, the original lyrics actually isn't "Dear Corona."
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
It goes like this. It goes, Juliana, why did you molest Julio? And then the second part goes, he's a dog and you're a human being. He's a dog and you're a human being. You know, that's how it goes.
Oh,
and
great.
Then, so we were so last minute, we had to come up with a song, so we took those lyrics out and then we replaced it with Dear Corona.
Yeah. If you want to follow Juliana on Instagram, you should do it. I don't know. She won't tell me her handle, but is it private? It is? So just try and then maybe she'll... Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe
she's our daughter.
Does it feel like raising a daughter? Or is it still like, oh, that's just a relative?
I think it feels like raising a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do the whole titty, you know, and then the nurturing and, you know what I mean?
Nursing her.
I didn't teach her how to walk. I didn't have to go through all the bullshit, you know what I mean? Boot camp training shit, you know? Yeah. I got the like end product, which is okay.
What's the most
rebellious
thing? We
got very lucky.
She's done.
She doesn't have a rebellious streak in the same way that Bobby and I had a rebellious streak.
She does.
She does, but she's really...
Because right now, you know what she's doing? She's playing her little fucking video game on her phone.
Oh, Mobile Legends.
Mobile Legends.
That's all Filipinos play all day.
Is that what you're doing? No Mobile Legends?
Yeah,
she doesn't give
Legends?
A fuck. She doesn't give a fuck about what we do. She doesn't give a fuck about this whole podcast room. She has no idea what it is. She did Bad Friends with Us last week. And she's just very detached and like aloof.
But she has been our producer for everything.
She has.
She has been our helper. She's basically every podcast that you've done or we've done, she's done all of the stuff.
Also, I've never been more excited about getting packages. Oh, like, man. Right now, before this podcast, I stepped outside. I didn't touch anything, baby. I stayed far away from it. But I saw a box out there with Japanese lettering on it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Right? So that only, I put two and two together, and that means my mochi balls are here.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could be. But I got to go through Decon 3.
She has to go through the whole Chernobyl thing. You know what I mean?
I have to, basically.
Basically, those packages are like in Chernobyl, those black rocks, you know, the quartz or whatever that was like. You ever see Chernobyl?
Not yet.
That went on the top of the roof.
You never saw Chernobyl?
No.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
I wouldn't watch it now during a pandemic because you want to watch more uplifting, like happy things.
Oh, I love Chernobyl. You should watch it, Gil. You have all the time in the fucking world.
No. Wait, what are the shows we should be watching right now?
She
watches American Idol and The Voice.
I watch American Idol.
Arthur Gunn, baby.
Arthur Gunn made it to that point.
Arthur Gunn.
He's the best.
The
second person that we're in love with is a Filipino kid, Francisco Martin. The nerve wreck.
Francisco Martin, man.
And you know what's fucking fucked up about that too? You know what's fucked up? Is that I follow these American Idol fools and The Voice.
Every season.
Yeah. Every season. Number one, I always comment, "You did a great job." They don't comment back. Bitch, I'm verified. Bitch, I'm verified. Comment back. Right?
Yeah, guys.
Like Arthur Gunn, I'm following him. And then like one girl last night didn't get through. Her name is, what's her name?
Which one?
The girl that we like, you know what I mean?
I am Sam.
Just Sam. No. You know which one. The one you were like thought that she did get through. And then we saw her perform. You're like, oh yeah, you're right. She didn't get through.
Oh, Demi.
Yeah, Demi, right?
I don't remember Demi.
So I on the American Idol thing, I said, on Twitter, I said, I can't believe she didn't get through. She was amazing. It's shocking. And then she commented back, oh my God, I love you so much. That's all I want. You know what I mean? That's all I want. Just a little. Is that my ego?
No. Yeah. I think, George, we should try to get a handful of them since they're all at home to jump on next week.
Yeah, why not? You know, I'm a huge fan of The Voice and American Idol. I love auditioning shows. I love singing shows. I enjoy it, you know? And you know what? You don't have to comment. I just thought about it. It could be my own little obsession. That's fine, you know? But I've been doing that, and I've been also just watching the same old disaster movies again. I do Peloton, and I watched Deep Impact for the 50th time last night. And then I watch Volcano again.
God, I love that. I watched both of those in the movie theater in the Philippines.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I love Day After Tomorrow. That's a very good one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's like 2012? Not really.
I enjoyed it, yeah. Although the scene, the disaster scene when John Cusack is driving around L.A. with his family in that limo.
The limo.
Is so preposterous.
It's the most ridiculous. You would have died.
You would have died in the first minute, fucker. That's insane. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? La Cienega is completely gone, and then he is driving, and all of a sudden, like, a bridge flies back, and he hops on, like, Frogger onto the, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you have to watch that.
Watch it tonight.
You have to. I have to show you that disaster scene. It's so preposterous, right, that, like, oh, my God. But I love disaster film. And then what else I've been watching. That's it.
You're not watching. You play video games like I'd say half of the day. Oh no, maybe three quarters of the day.
I played the game that you suggested, Gilbert.
The Last of Us?
I downloaded the remastered, the first one, right?
Yeah.
And I probably played it for 3 hours. Thoughts? But then I realized it wasn't open world.
Oh, it's not. It's just campaign linear.
Yeah. It's like you have to go here.
Yeah, but
I have to go. No, fuck you.
Did you not cry? Did you not cry in the beginning? A little bit.
The beginning's sad when his daughter.
It's so good.
Gets shot by. Yeah. But it's great. No, it's great, right? Yeah. But then it gets to the point where it's like you have to go this way, and then you have to go first because you're with that little girl and your wife or whatever she is, and then you're like you just got to figure out the route. I don't like it. I like games where it's like, you know, I've been playing as Witcher.
Oh, that's
open I'd never world. Played it before.
Open world, yeah.
It's pretty open world. I can walk around. Mm. You know what I mean? I can just talk to like. What? Here's the thing: is I don't want. I want to pick up that herb. You know, I want to. You know, I want to be able to
till
talk
the soil.
To the lady that's tilling the soil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to. What's in the forest?
You should play Animal Crossing.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys.
Here's the thing.
What
there
happened?
Was a death.
So, I bought Animal Crossing on yeah. my Switch.
People have been recommending it.
I downloaded it, and then I turned it on, and my fucking Switch is broken. It's completely broken. I can't fix it.
Wait, Animal Crossing fucked up your...
I don't know what happened, but the right controller does not work at all.
And
it's
so
dead.
I've been online every day looking for a replacement.
No, you haven't. Not every day. You haven't because you would have been able to find it for me.
Oh my God! Here, you should see my emails. Even to
Kalila, defend yourself.
Straight face woodwork, Johnny.
I just need a fucking.
He sent me a link.
Wait, do you need another Switch?
I need another Switch.
Everyone listening.
No, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, but we need to see who has them available.
Yeah, what? I need a fucking Switch because I want to play Animal Crossing so fucking badly.
So during this whole COVID thing, we've been unable to see our families in person, and mm-hmm. we've been missing them dearly.
And some family members don't have cars.
Well, it's the cars would be useless anyways, because it's not like we can cohort.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, at least your sister can drive up to the driveway.
And then we can wave.
And we can wave.
But we have a car. Why don't we wave at Steve?
Because then we have to run into other characters. In his you know what I mean? It's like going to a different land.
Okay.
You know, like if you go to Middle Earth, we'd visit the hobbits.
Yeah.
But then also Saruman is there, and
the
White Wizard, and you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
the orcs.
Orcs and whatnot. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So we're every week we're gonna do welfare checks on our family members, and this week we're gonna do a welfare check on Stevie Weeby.
My brother.
Ooh.
Is he awake?
He's not here yet.
Of course he's
so
not.
Let's fill a little bit of time.
Yeah, the reason why he's not here is because it's what time is it right now? 1:45. He's sleeping.
No, but we texted last night. I was like, Steve, I want you.
It doesn't matter. And even if you talked to him 5 minutes ago, he probably went back to sleep. You know, so you
well,
know.
He texted me at 1 o'clock. He goes, I'm awake.
Oh, really?
Goes, and then I said, cool. And
that was
he
says, an auto response.
He's asleep now.
And he goes, didn't want to miss it. Aww.
He's asleep now. He missed his fucking opportunity, but my brother and the reason why my brother, I don't want to bring up old things. I'm not going to mention anyone's name or circumstances, but
just describe who the people
no,
look
no,
like.
No.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no? I'm not going to say anything.
Speak your heart,
babe. All right, what I'm saying is that my brother Steve, I don't really have a lot of like friends. I have comedy friends, you know, but you know, but the closest person aside from Kalila in my life mm-hmm. is my brother Steve, okay? Mm-hmm. And my brother Steve is, you know, so important to me. I he's the person that I've known the longest in my life aside from my mother. And he's probably my best friend. I love him, but it's more of a friend. I'm his older brother and I like to take care of him, and he's got a cast of characters around him that are very eccentric. But my brother went into business with somebody that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. there were some problemos, por favor. There was,
there.
No, I'm not going to stop there. I'm not going to name any names.
I don't even know who he's talking about right now.
It's Shakespearean. It's very Wall Street. It's very cutthroat.
Mm.
It's very Aaron Brockovich. Big companies taking advantage of, you know, me peasants and people that, you know, are the most vulnerable, and and we all know who the other cast of characters are. We don't have to name them. Got that? Got Goonie?
Let
Goonie.
Jules, come over here.
No, let Goonie. Yeah,
him.
Yeah. Grab him. Come over here, Jules, and grab him.
Rudy.
There she is.
Rudy.
There she is.
Rudy.
Rudy's in the house.
Kalila, where can we follow her?
At Bad Friend Rudy.
At Bad Friend Rudy.
For all behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Of bad, both Bad Friends, maybe Tiger Belly.
Well, in Bad Friends, so Juliana is obviously, we've already met, explained to people who she is, right?
Yeah. What do you call those, George, when you're like a silent investor?
Oh, angel investor.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Juliana is. She doesn't say a word, a peep. She's yeah. very shy. She hates the camera. She hates the mic.
But she did Bad Friends last week, and you know Andrew Santino, he's a formidable kind of dark character, mm-hmm. Edgy, and but Andrew fell in love with Juliana, right, Juliana?
Like in a father-daughter way. Please clarify.
Oh, no, all right, let's. We have Steve here. Let's.
Okay.
let's
go to Steve Lee. Huh? What the hell was that?
He doesn't want to have fucking sexual penetrations with her. That's not what I meant by that.
It's Bad Friends Rudy. She's just a
Yeah.
Or Steve.
Are you being? Were you just kidding or no?
No, I admitted him, and then should be appearing now.
Hey!
What's happening, Steve?
There he is.
Put your audio on, dude.
Put your audio on.
George, text him.
Put your fucking audio. This is so weird. He's just staring at us.
Do you think Look at him. Do you think he's being serious or he?
I don't know.
He sees us.
No, he's
connecting to audio. He's never used it before.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, no.
Oh. Steve, what time did you wake up today?
The better question is what time I slept.
What time did you sleep?
10 a.m.
Why? What did you do? Destiny?
I've been watching Black Mirror, baby.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, like the older ones?
I've been going through all the old ones since I'm such a big fan.
Oh, really? Which one did you see last night?
I saw, can we talk about it?
Crocodile?
Yep. Yep.
Crocodile was great.
Crocodile.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, I like it because it covers a lot of so many different types of, like, human behavior, like what happens to people when they get, like, you know?
It's just one bad choice after another bad choice.
Oh, yeah, and it comes back to haunt her, and then she just keeps making
Yeah, you remember, this is the rule, right, Steve? When you run over a bicyclist, right?
You report it.
You report it right away.
You don't John Jones it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. John Jones and then all. I like the one, the Star Trek one. The US.
Oh, that was a real, yes.
Yeah.
It's a real good one.
Oh, that's the cap. That was such a good one. That was the best one of that season.
Yeah, the Star Trek one. Yeah, the Star Trek one.
Yeah.
And I also like A White Christmas.
Which one was that one?
Well, they have that dude in that log cabin, that room where...
We never saw that one.
I've seen that one. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It has to do with the technology of that one guy is kind of like not a spy, but he like monitors. He helps. He has different job descriptions. Like the first one was he helped the dating the guy go on a date. You know, like he was a part of that system where he talked him through that, and then and that kid eventually dies. And then the other one was remember the he traps that one girl's consciousness in a egg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, have you seen Hang the DJ?
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
That was a good one. Right?
Yeah. I love Black Mirror.
What did you say to me last night?
I said, Destiny.
No. Last night you did say that.
What?
You did say that. My brother keeps asking me, you got your Xbox hooked up? Let's get back in space.
Yeah.
Let's get back in space, buddy. You were in quarantine. But last night my brother goes, can I come over? I go, oh, no, we're not doing that. And my brother goes, I'm the healthiest guy in LA. I'm healthy as an ox.
Oh, no, I'm strong as an ox.
Strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to turn this other light on? So, am I too dark?
Lil, you're a little dark. You want to turn it? Go turn it on.
Yeah. It's George.
Yeah, go turn it on. Oh, okay.
Now we're just filling some space here.
Shut the fuck up. Just let my brother turn the light on, all right, George?
Okay. Is he a DP?
Yeah.
That didn't help. Sorry, this is what you guys get. Yeah, that didn't help.
It didn't help at all. Yeah, yeah.
I feel weird being on here. I haven't been on here in like 2 years.
I know. Yeah, and have you talked to George yet?
George, we'll be talking Steve? Soon. We'll get some coffee soon.
But you, I told you to.
Steve.
I told you to.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
No, but I told you.
How you doing, Gordon?
But I told you to call him. You never called him.
I know. You know how I am. I'm so flaky.
All right.
No, hey, there's no animosity on this end. Hey, yeah. Look,
I heard the intent, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
There's intent to do
coffee. I'm doing my own thing. And
It's squashed.
I've been getting hit. Can I tell you guys about the scam artists that been hitting me up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I could have been scammed 3 or 4 times in the last month.
Tell us.
So Audio Boom cut my advertisements because they said the advertisers are more interested in podcasts that consistently get 30,000 to 50,000 views every episode.
Uh-huh.
And mine doesn't fit that format because sometimes, like if you guys were on, I'd get like over 50,000 views. But sometimes I'll get Joe Blow off the street or whatever, or this person, that person. It's like 4,000 views, 8,000 views, 12,000 views, but not 30,000. So I lost through Audio Boom, I lost my sponsorships. So I've been putting it out there, out to get sponsors on my own. And boy, have I been, I've been like really dealing with sketchiness.
Crazy. Like why?
One person said it was like some sporting good company.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, we'll do it. And we'll do 3 mid-rolls. And I'm like, getting the information. And then they said, when it came to the payments, they're like, they wanted all of my Bank of America account, like all the accounting information, like the router number and this and that.
Oh my God.
And then I tried to call the number. And then it didn't go to anyone. It went to just a number that never picked up.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up. I Googled the number, and it was like one of the worst cities, like in Maryland or something, like with a high crime rate. And then not only that, I got hit up through my Squarespace saying that your account, something's wrong with your account. You need to update your billing. And then that was a scam. And then they went through my Stripe account saying that your bank account closed down, you need to update it. And they're really crafty because the email looks professional, like it's from like Bank of America or Stripe
So
I've been dealing with that, that's kind of
but you obviously you didn't give
no,
them
no 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 you know me out of my dead hands you're gonna have to pry my- they don't I'm gonna make an announcement tonight. I'm gonna go tell all the scammers out of my dead hands. That one debit card I have, good luck. There's
it's like,
no
who is it? Charleston Heston did that NRA?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Out of my dead hands.
Out
of my cold dead hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Off of that Michael Moore documentary. Mm-hmm.
Well, he had said it before that, but yeah, you're right. you're right. What else have you been doing, Stevie Weeby? Because I want to promote, my brother wrote an EP because my brother's a musician as well, and he wrote an EP about my father. It was the theme.
Not entirely. Not every song's about dad, but
I know. But
2 out of 3, maybe. Yeah.
Well, then if it's 2 out of 3, just say it is.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Drinking tea.
But then my brother made a music video, and I watched it yesterday twice.
Yeah.
The first time I just watched it because I just needed to just watch it all the way through. And then it was kind of like how I watch a good movie. Like I'll watch it all the way through one time just to see it. And then the second time I let it absorb into my body. And the second time I saw it, I got kind of emotional. And I called my brother. And what's the song called?
Goodbye Balloon.
Goodbye Balloon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Goodbye Balloon.
Balloon. And it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel.
It's on my brother's YouTube channel. So put Goodbye Balloon right on the little search
It's YouTube.com/Stevie Weeby.
Stevie Weeby, yeah. And it really is. Who shot that video? I mean, it's really Craig. Nicely done.
It's good.
Craig did it.
I don't know. But, yeah. Okay. So,
you look. He did a great job.
He did a great job, yeah. Craig did a really good job.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
And then this guy, Finizzo, helped with the, all the graph, the edit, the effects.
Mm.
You know, like he did all of the animation and the effects and everything.
Have you been using the Oculus I gave you?
Yeah, I got Richie's plank.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that.
Is that the and one then, where we get off the elevator?
Oh, so scary.
Yeah. And then I'm about to do the Star Wars Darth Vader lightsaber thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you been watching any other things on the Oculus?
I did check it out.
Check what out? Check out.
I know what you're referring to.
What'd you check
the
out?
The porn. I mean, I can't. I'd be lying through my teeth, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say I did.
You checked it out?
I didn't say I didn't. Yeah, I did check
it out. I know you didn't do it. I didn't do it either.
It's too much. It's too real.
And it's too real, yeah.
It's like, no, this is, I don't know how my girl's going to feel about this.
Yeah, so I know you didn't do anything, but you did check it out. We all checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It is crazy, like, it's pretty believable.
Yeah.
It's almost scary, like you're in the same room, and you feel like you're not supposed to be in that room.
Like, yeah.
You're like, what am I doing in here?
Yeah.
And,
Have
you checked out the Japanese one?
No. You're whispering. Okay. People can hear you when you do
Japanese
this.
Japanese ones are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A lot of them, they don't get the right specs right, but the Japanese ones get it's that they have the right specs. Because some of them, they're like giants, and you're like, whoa. There's a giant in the room.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's
not healthy, though.
It's not healthy at all. Yeah. It's not healthy, yeah.
But I feel like you've been striving and really surviving well in this quarantine.
Yeah, you know, I'm not flourishing, but I like to cook for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks again for the hot plate. I haven't used it yet. I'm waiting to run down my butane cans. But I eat the same meal like every day. And
what is it?
Well, rice. I have like I found like my favorite kind of rice. Can I show it to you? Can I plug it?
Yeah, go get it. Go get the rice.
Wait, does he have a rice cooker or does
I have
he
no
use
idea how he makes rice. I don't know how he makes the rice.
He's got a rice cooker.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah, Nishiki. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's called Nishiki.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is great. This is gold.
Do you have a rice cooker, Steve?
Oh yeah, I love it.
Good.
And I knew Corona was serious when I was in the Covina area at the Asian market and their Target there.
Yeah.
And that's the first time in my entire life, I swear to God, where I was in Target and the whole aisle of bread, you couldn't even find a loaf of bread.
Wow.
And I was just like, whoa. And then the way people's carts, you know, they were like hoarding, they're like, to it, like they were just overflowing. Their carts were overflowing. No water, not even one can of soup, and it freaked me out. I'm like, "Whoa, this is crazy!"
Wow.
Yeah.
It was pretty a shocking time when that was happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You almost felt like it was the end of the world or something.
Yeah, it was just a wake up call. Like, okay, this is different. This is the people are reacting differently.
Is this your first pandemic?
I think so, but I don't like the way people are acting now. It's almost over. It's too much.
Like
it's
what?
Almost racist. A little bit. It's not just in my head.
No. Explain why. Why do you think it's racist?
I was walking to Ralph's. I had my gloves and my mat, you know, and these people were walking. They're literally like right in front of me. These three people, and they literally like. Crossed like there's an Asian mm. they like you know they cross right in front of me and yeah, then not only that in the grocery store another white guy like I was behind him like and then he like his reaction was like almost way over the top like oh you know like his reaction was weird you know
wow
I don't like that oh not only that the lady at the self checkout, you know, when you're checking out at my Ralph's, you could do checkout yourself.
Yeah.
And I bought red potatoes, and this lady, like, put up a fuss. She was like, she told me, she was like, oh, next time you have to find out, you have to find yourself the codes. And it's like, what? Like, I'm thinking, I don't work. You work here. How am I supposed to know the code?
Oh, I can't you know imagine. I can't imagine you with the mask and you about to snap. Oh my God, your temper.
I was this close to snapping. Like, I you work here. I don't want to. You. Yeah, why should the customer know the code for the potatoes? And, you know? Oh my God. My mind was spinning and I was just looking.
Yeah.
Down and I was like, please just breathe. And I was I was causing a scene.
Like what would a scene look like?
I don't work here, lady. You should know that.
Yeah.
I should know that. You should know it. Right. I'm a consumer.
Yeah.
And she made it seem like I was the bad guy because I didn't know like all the codes for every produce or something. It's like weird, you know. It's really weird.
Do you need anything? Because, you know, we can get stuff delivered.
Drop-offs. I'm fine.
Yeah. I've been surviving. You know, I got potatoes, sausage. I got kimchi. I got anything.
You know
anything.
What? You do you have like a regular, you don't have a regular oven, do you?
I don't need to bake, man.
Do you have a toaster oven, Steve?
No, I'm good on the toast. I mean.
Okay. Get a toaster oven, dude.
Yeah, you know, the chicken
I'll get you a toaster oven.
Yeah. That Murray Callender's chicken pot pies.
Okay,
so.
I'll get you one.
No, we'll get you a toaster oven.
It's not going to take up a lot of space.
Okay, I was
going to
say, because yeah. So you guys been holding up okay, or what's the deal over there?
He just wants to game with you, dude.
Yeah, really, Gil? He's been talking about it?
Because
Destiny's on a whole. I'm talking about when we played. It's a whole different thing now, man.
My problem is, Steve. When I played it years ago with you guys, that my character was all built up. I had all the shiny gear, right? And I don't know if I want to show up, you know, on some sort of planet with you guys with all the ghetto gear on. Well, I don't have the MIDI tool. I don't have the.
When you get the extension pack, you get this thing and it just bumps your light to like where you're close.
Yeah, but so what about the guns? What about the MIDI tool?
No one uses that anymore. That's just
what guns are good on it.
The meta now is auto rifles because they bump the damage and the rate of fire. So you know the Cirrus Regime, the first gun you told me to. That I was, you know, the Cirrus Regime. That's like meta right now. The Cirrus Regime is like meta.
Wow.
Yeah, that and the hard light. Yeah, so it's not like hand cannons. You would fit in perfectly. Perfectly. Yeah. You would do great.
I don't know. All right.
He doesn't even know where his Xbox is.
I'm trying to find it. Yeah.
One from like eBay or something? Or
everything's sold out. Like even he broke his Nintendo Switch. Did he tell you?
I broke my Switch.
What'd you do?
I don't know. It just doesn't work, and I can't find. We can't find one online.
You can't play Animal Crossing.
I want to play Animal Crossing.
Well, what are you gonna do? You love that game.
Well, what I did was I took Stardew Valley and I played it on my PlayStation now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you playing Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley on my PlayStation.
But he knows about Animal Crossing?
I bought it.
That's what
he
broke his Switch.
Oh, everybody's on that.
Yep.
Everybody's on it.
Are you on it, Gilb?
I'm about to. Our editor is the one that wanted me to get on it.
You have beautiful eyebrows, by the way, Gilbert.
Yeah, you look great, Gil. Your shirt, your complexion, everything is great.
Wow, the Lee brothers. Man, you guys are together. So much positivity.
So, Steve, I feel like there's certain types of people that's thrive in quarantine. I just feel like you're one of those kind of... Because I think you have a lot of dad in you.
I get a lot of work done.
But you know how dad was an isolator almost, and he kind of liked doing things on his own, and he was okay being by himself.
And not only that, dad was frugal in a way that I am.
Yeah.
When I went to visit them in Chandler, Arizona, when they had the shop off of Alma School, I remember it was like before, and I went to he lived in this little crappy apartment. And I walked in there, and there's literally a mattress, just one mattress on the ground, one razor, a hot plate. Like, he had nothing. And I'm like, oh, I'm like that.
Yeah.
I think mom, like, mom is more like you are in that sense.
Yeah, in that sense.
You know, you guys like to decorate, you know, get the nice things. And, me and dad are like, we just need the basic survival needs or whatever.
Do you miss them?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot. I do. Mm, and that song, because I didn't want to put dad, you know, I know that he was abusive and everything, and he was, but we have to take into account that, like, for the other half of his life, he chilled out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't always, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that guy. I mean, from the 70s till 1990, whenever we graduated, but,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that I was in so much pain, I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't want to relapse.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just wanted to write. And I look, I didn't, my intention wasn't to do an EP. It was just to write.
Yeah.
And so I wrote, and then I just made a try. I was just messing with my sampler. Did you guys really like the song, though? Like,
I love the song.
Yeah.
I really do love the song.
I thought it came out good, yeah.
I thought the video was really touching and poignant. And I struggle with it. There are times where I miss him incredibly, and I can't believe he's gone. There are times.
Do you think about mom?
Yeah, but like, she's.
You know what, Steve? Because I talk to her almost like every day or every other day. I think that she's experiencing something maybe that's similar to what my mom and my sisters felt when my dad died, which was we obviously miss him dearly. But there's a sense of, like, deep relief and freedom. Like, from you know, because for my mom, it was taking care of, like, a sick man for a very long time and then being kind of, you know, not chained, but that's your obligation and your whole world is just revolving under that. So you put away your own life and your own everything, right, to take care of somebody. And there is a sense of deep, deep, like, sadness.
Yeah.
Like what I think that we all have, like, we are ashamed to say also is that even for me, like when my dad died, I felt like relieved and like I could live again.
Right.
But I don't know. I can't speak for your mom, but that's the sense that I get from her because like doesn't she text you a lot? And she's like, I've had a great day. I went for a walk.
Yeah, she texts every day. Yeah. She texts every day.
Yeah. So she's liberated in a way. Like before, she was just at home.
I think when you and I were so far removed from Dad's illness because they lived in Arizona, we would visit them once or twice a year.
Well, I remember I was out there for 6 months, though. Remember?
I know. I remember. Yeah,
I was out there. Like that's why it's like I was there. You know, when he was doing physical therapy and physical therapy. You know what I'm saying? So it was really hard to watch him because in his mind, because he was so stubborn. Like I remember one time he was staying at one of those places. I went at the night shift.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh yeah, pong mario, you know, and then so like I helped him up out of, you know, and then I brought him into the bathroom. It was one of those handicap bathrooms with the bars. And so I was watching a boxing in the other room and I'm like, dude, he's been in there for 20, 25 minutes. So I knocked on the door and then I opened it and he was literally trying to do dips.
Oh,
he lied. He was trying to exercise in the bathroom, and it's like that's one thing my dad had. He was like, you know, he couldn't accept the fact that he couldn't walk, and you know what I'm saying. And he never got to the point where he was okay with that.
Yeah,
he was like, he was more like, I'm gonna show you. No, I'm different. And remember?
Yeah. He remember was a fighter.
Like, yeah, he was just is his fighting mentality or something.
Yeah. Mm. So, oh my God, that made me so sad.
Yeah, that was hard to watch. Yeah.
Wow. So. Yeah, it's difficult, man. I miss him incredibly, and you know, this has been for everyone just a weird time. It's been, you know, for me specifically, it's been a shocking year of, you know, dad dying, relapsing, and then this quarantine. It's just been really kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And there's been great things as well, you know. So, you know, But, you know, I honestly, I've been thinking about you a lot, and I just want you to, I know that you think that you're strong as an ox, and I know that, but I worry that I don't want you to go out and think that you can beat, I just don't want you to catch this thing.
I've been very careful, man.
I want you to be mindful and careful and be aware of some of your actions, because we don't leave the house at all.
And I think they recommended, especially this week, this is the week to, if you can, to
don't
not do groceries mm-hmm. and medicine. Because I think they expect the next 2 weeks to be really dicey.
Oh, I'm good. I'm stocked up. I don't plan on leaving. I don't leave anyway.
Yeah,
leave when I really need to, like when, you know, like I'll go to get my nicotine pouches every 2.5 weeks or something.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Your neighbors, do you hang out with them or no?
No. I don't see anyone, dude.
Even Craig. You don't see him? You don't see Craig?
Yeah, but Craig doesn't go. Craig only goes to his parents and back home.
But what if his parents go? You don't know where he's been.
No. He's been very, 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 very careful. Very. If anything, Craig's the one that got me the legit face mask. I got oxygen. I got an oxygen tank. Just, you know what I mean? I got the tank where
you're gonna do some scuba diving?
Yeah, I got the tank. Yeah, Craig got me the tank. Yeah.
Careful, okay? That's a very flammable thing. Like, if it drops.
Oh, no, it's good. It's sitting next to the Golden Grams. It's fine. It's right.
Okay,
there.
Good. Because that becomes a full blast torpedo.
Oh, I got paper towel. I'm good. Sometimes, can I confess?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up and it's 8 p.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where I wake up because I love it because it's the excuse. It's like, well, this coronavirus, I can sleep whenever I want to,
that before the quarantine.
Not 8 p.m.
Okay, let me ask you this. Be honest with me. No. Have I called you at 6 p.m. and you just woke up? and this is on our my life. Let me ask you.
Sometimes, yeah, I have.
Sometimes
I love it. I love waking up. I love waking up and then taking the earbuds out.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know where I am. I'm like, and it's dark out. Yeah, I love it.
You do.
I love it. It's like one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, I do like kind of sleep. I love sleeping.
Like 12 hours of sleep. It's the best.
Yeah,
because before it's like, you know, like, you know, I felt bad because, you know, Ilani's on a normal schedule and it's like I would feel guilty, but now it's like since this quarantine thing and this corona thing, I'm like, well, you know, I can't leave anyway. I'm at home.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can play all the video games.
I love it. I'll play till 7 and 8 in the morning.
I think that's a good survival strategy, just full hibernation.
That's what you're doing, hibernation style.
Yeah, just like wake up, defrost yourself in September.
Yeah, and not only that, I still get my work done though. Like I'm editing, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So I get to do that because before I would have to like kind of divide that time. You know, sometimes I'd go to Walnut, you know, for the weekend, so I'd have to do certain, but now I'm like, oh, I'll just edit it right now. Done, and I love it.
We are.
Yeah. Oh, before you go, what's
what do you
thing?
Mean we're done already? I thought we were getting started.
No.
You're trying to cut me. I'm your brother.
Steve,
I've been
on
for 2 years, man.
Say everything like your brother. Steve.
All right, can I?
No. I'm not cutting you off.
I got some conspiracies.
Go ahead.
On the corona.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to hear.
Don't come here.
I want to hear the corona conspiracies, right?
Careful though, because they might yank our YouTube.
They might edit this.
No, they might yank our YouTube because they're trying to stop false information from spreading.
Not if he says it's a conspiracy, though, I don't think.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, right, yeah. George? Is that what they're trying to do?
George, I mean,
I don't know what they're doing. The YouTube's very volatile these days. So
just
I can't
say. Just say you're writing a script.
You're writing a script.
I'm
writing a script.
What is the script about?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's about the sun. Just hear me out. About the sun. Gilbert, have a seat. Let me get started.
It's about the sun.
The sun.
In the sky, that sun.
The sun in the sky.
Yeah.
The rays of a sun, right?
Yeah.
Are called the corona. Okay. Just hear me out. I got a whole thing.
Is this fact? Hold on.
Yeah, it's fact. Look it up. Corona. It's,
corona
it's
just
the rays
means crown
of the sun.
In Spanish.
It's the.
Yeah, but look at the rays of crown, right?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a
but
crown.
I'm just saying the word corona is just crown in Spanish. Yeah,
crown, but then it's also the rays. So what the Illuminati are doing, it's going to be a new world order. Create the problem, get a reaction, and then present the solution. So the sun, the reason why I'm talking about corona, dawning of a new day. See the sun rays?
Yeah.
Dawning of a new day. Look up the coat of arms, Soviet Union flag. It has a sun. What they're wanting to do is they're going to force a universal vaccine on all of us.
Uh-huh.
But what they don't know, it's not about the coronavirus. Hear me out.
Yeah.
That's just a cover. The corona, it's about 5G. So what they're going to do, and I'm going to say it right now, on the Tiger Belly show.
I know, but this is your script, right, that you're writing?
This is the script.
Your movie script, and it's a
fiction. This is a movie script, a fictional movie script.
Yeah.
The sun and the corona.
Yeah.
In your movie, what happens?
They're going to force a universal vaccine, but what they're not telling you, there's going to be nanites in it, technology that's going to work with 5G. So what's happening right now, since everyone's quarantined, they're putting all these towers, these 5G towers around the world, even in schools and everything. And then what Elon Musk is doing, he's having...
Oh, he's a part of it. He's a part of it?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
He's in the movie.
There's a character that's...
Yeah. What actor do you have in mind?
What actor is going to be playing that character, Elon Musk character?
Think about it, Steve.
Maybe Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Great.
You'll probably be able to get him.
or you know who would be great? Tom Cruise.
You want Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I want Tom Cruise.
All right, you want Tom Cruise? Yeah. Good.
He put on like maybe got a little bit of face fat.
Very good thinking casting. Okay, good.
Tom Cruise. Elon Musk. So these satellites are gonna. They're gonna. It's gonna disrupt. Because, you know, 5G, it's not good for the human, you know, these are electric, electromagnetic frequencies. It's going to do horrible things to us humans, you know.
What is it going to do to us? It could cause
certain cancers. It could just mess with our just.
What's their end game? What is the end
game? The end game is to basically the top elites in my movie. They want just all of the population to die out, basically become zombies.
I have a question though.
So that's my movie.
How can they be elite if they're not elite over somebody? Like they're the one percenters and billionaires, and they have power because we exist. Peasants exist.
Mm. Yeah, but in his movie though, we're not gonna die. We're gonna be their slaves, right?
Yeah, we're gonna be their slaves, or. We're just gonna be incapacitated. Okay. So, what do you guys think about my movie?
Yeah, in your movie, I just don't understand. Kalela has the right point. Is that in order for the one percenters or the Illuminati
or Elon Musk,
Tom Cruise to control people, they have to be number one alive and cognitive and walking around and doing things, right?
Yeah,
it's like they basically want us to be the people that built the pyramids. You know,
yeah,
Cleopatra didn't build the pyramids. She had, you know, I mean, she was the one percenter.
Yeah, but we're not. They don't think of us of that anymore in my movie. They just want to get. They want to kill the human population.
There's gonna be 10 people on planet Earth living.
It's about control. It's not about an epidemic or a pandemic or about sickness. It's just about, this movie is about control.
But then, Steve, in your movie, does the Illuminati or these one percenters, do they all get along or are they eventually going to eat each other too?
That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't worked that part out.
Third act. That sounds like something.
This is the third act.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great movie. Elon Musk. I mean, so Tom Cruise, who's going to play the president?
If Philip Seymour Hoffman was alive, he would have been casted. in my
yeah, but yeah. It's pretty he's good. Not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's a good question.
Do you have any other people that you wanted in the movie or no?
Yeah, maybe like a brother.
I was thinking, why was I thinking of Tobey Maguire?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll just leave it at that.
Spider-Man.
Can I be in the fucking movie? Can I be in the fucking movie?
Yeah.
For sure.
I'll definitely cast you.
Can't be in your fucking movie, bro.
Principal actor.
Yeah.
You'll be one of the physicists or a scientist.
There you go.
You'll be working in Wuhan. You'll be the main guy in Wuhan.
Steve, is he the virologist in Wuhan or is he the guy at the wet market selling the pangolin?
I don't know. My brother's pretty versatile. I don't know. I'll think about that.
Wow.
He's a versatile actor. Check out the movies. Check it out.
Because, you know, when I was watching your videos yesterday, I was thinking, wow, I'm doing something that my brother wouldn't do, vice versa.
What are you talking about?
Well, you never saw any of the movies I've been in.
Yes, I have. The Kumar, Harold and Kumar.
You saw that movie?
Yeah, that was good. the kimchi part where you...
All right, so you honestly, look at me right now.
That was good, yeah.
I know.
I haven't seen The Dictator.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't seen The Dictator yet. I don't know why. I haven't seen Solo either.
Yeah, but I'm not in Solo, fuckface.
I know. I'll watch The Dictator this week. I swear to God I will. Okay.
But I miss
you.
You guys. No, wait. Before you go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do the top three. When this pandemic is over, what are the top three restaurants that you and I want to go to together?
Oh man, I want to go to definitely Parks Barbecue. For sure. That deep dish pizza there near Culver City. I want to go there. I want that deep dish pizza, baby.
Oh, you mean on Pico?
Oh, yeah, Pico.
Oh, Hollywood Pie.
Hollywood Pie. Ooh, yeah, for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'm going to throw Stinkin' Rose or Benihana in there.
Yeah, baby.
Mm. Or Lawry's, baby.
Lawry's, baby.
That spin salad. Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Can I plug a couple more things?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. What could really help with me right now is since I lost all my ad revenue is my Patreon. So if I could plug on my patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Not only that, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. If they could purchase the whole EP, that would help. And maybe just to get more eyes on my videos and my the music video. That's all.
Yo, what do the fans get if they say subscribe to your Patreon, Steve?
They get really hands-on, exclusive stuff. Like I do a diary. Well, I still do the diary log every Monday, and then that's like a whole separate podcast that no one ever gets where I talk about this weird stuff, you know,
They're listening to one song. What would it be, Steve?
Off the EP?
Yeah. What's the first song to listen to?
Well, the first song is the self-titled song called Ode to My Pops. There's no music video for that. That's a good one. That's the first song I wrote for this EP. And then I like the first song, the Goodbye Balloon song. And then the last song I like called Look to the Stars. So definitely check those out. And yeah, was that an hour? Was that fine?
No, we already had already done a half an hour.
Yeah.
This is a segment, bro.
This is a segment.
This is not an hour. We already did it half an hour.
Okay.
That's what it is right there. Ode to My Pops EP.
Yeah.
On Bandcamp. Please check it out. It's my brother's stuff.
Thank you.
When this thing is over, then you'll be a guest. We're not having guests. This is just little people popping in.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't take it personally.
I thought they're cutting me off.
We would never do that to you, my friend.
No, because we knew you needed to plug your stuff.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And then I love you guys. If you're on Destiny, So you know what I did last night?
What?
I fantasize that you're already on there. So yeah. I'll like send you messages.
All right, this is so sad. You know what, dude?
I'm sorry.
What I'm gonna do today is I'm gonna go to the garage. I'm gonna go to the garage and do a real search for my Xbox. And if I can't find it this time around, I am going to go buy one online.
Okay.
I have to get the permission from Kalila. Oh,
I will only go 2 hours a night. We're not going to do raids. We'll do maybe a couple games of PvP. We'll do the Nightfall, and that's it. We'll do the Nightfall and like two or three games of PvP, and that's it.
Yeah, but then you're going to be in that big group of people again.
No, it's just going to be me and Bob. Everyone's playing Warzone.
But when it got to like the point of like screaming over each other,
we'll be calm. Everyone's playing Warzone. I'm on private. People don't even know I'm online. I'm like offline. Oh. So, but I'll just text Bob. Hey,
I have to be honest with you though. Three months ago, I was in Chicago, and
Arrow. Was Arrow there?
Yeah.
Shout out to Arrow.
I did a meet and greet, and there was a gigantic line, and there was this guy just staring at me, Danny.
Yeah, Arrow.
Yeah. And he just kept staring
at
me.
Oh, that's a homie. Yeah.
And when he came up to me with his cousin, what's his cousin's name?
Omni.
Yeah. They came out to me, and I took a photo with them. I almost burst into tears.
Oh yeah, because we've been playing years.
I know there was. It was like a long lost.
I still play with him.
It was like a long lost space friend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of started trembling.
He's still there.
I know, and I hugged
Danny. We're waiting for you.
Guys, I met them. Guys,
I thought it was just two people, Steve.
What happened to just
Steve,
you and Bob?
No, this is for Travis. This is a whole different thing.
He goes, we're waiting for you. We're all waiting for you. It's just you and I. It's just you and I, Bob.
Dude, I met those guys in Chicago.
Yeah, they're good.
You did.
They're good dudes. They're good dudes.
They're super nice.
You know, he offered to send me a deep dish pizza from Chicago. That's how good of a dude this guy is.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
What's your address? I'm sending you I don't have.
But that's what I was saying, Steve. I have deep dish pizzas.
He has like 16.
I have 16 pizzas in my fucking freezer from Lou Malnati's. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm telling you to get an oven and to get a freezer because Juliana, every other day we have pizza day.
Oh, pepperoni? You know what we can do though, Steve?
Sausage, pepperoni, all that shit.
Steve, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make one for you and then I'm going to drop it off at your sidewalk and then you just have to run there and get it.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but he has to heat it. You have a microwave?
No, we'll heat it. Even if it's kind of lukewarm, you're fine with that, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
We'll just make it, babe.
Yeah, we'll make a pizza for you. We'll drive it over.
Oh, I appreciate that. That would make my day. Oh, God, that pizza's so good. How thick
it is. I know. I've been eating it every other day, baby.
Oh, the mozzarella.
Yeah. and Juliana, I swear to fucking God, and this is the truth, okay?
Yeah.
Look at her attitude right now. Every other day, I would knock on her door, and I whisper, hey, Juliana. She goes, what? And I go, it's pizza day.
Oh my God.
And she looks at me with such ungratitude.
And
the other day, you know what she said? I go,
that's like gold.
I cooked a pizza and she goes, I'm going to eat something else, Uncle Tito.
Oh.
Uncle Tito, I'm going to eat something else.
So I
couldn't even eat the fucking pizza.
That pizza is gold.
Oh, I know, but she's ungrateful. It's I have a teenager fucking Punky Brewster over here, baby.
Those are the flavors.
Those flavors, yeah. Ungrateful fucking little idiot.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve, stay safe.
I
love you. And take care, okay?
Okay, I will. When is this coming up?
Tonight. The audio tomorrow and then Thursday for the video.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do.
So everyone listening right now, please support my brother. My brother is such a talented little funny guy.
I could use the help right now.
He can use the help right now, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, I love you, Steve.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.
See you, Steve.
Oh, man, I miss him. Oh, I miss him.
Is he just going to stay here?
Buddy.
He's just going to stay here. He doesn't know how to get out.
Just kidding. Get out. Yeah. Get out, Steve.
I'm removing him.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I'm still here. I'm still here, buddy.
I'm still here, buddy.
I miss you.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice.
That's really nice.
You know, it's also nice that you and, you know, I mean, my here's my hope. This will never happen. But the reunion between George and my brother.
It will happen.
It'll happen.
But they've already seen each other.
No, a business reunion.
No. I think you should keep that separate.
No.
For a true friendship to happen, I think you should separate business and personal.
I think it's going to happen again.
Right, George?
Yeah, it's
going to
happen again.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Because my brother needs help.
I know he
and
needs.
And we've been trying to help him. You know, my brother is a talented, odd, very specific kind of of an eccentric personality. He would be great on other people's podcasts as a guest. He's just something.
You and I talked about this in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think while Steve is really talented on his podcast, I think he shines when there's another person to bounce off of.
Yes.
Not a guest, but someone who's more antagonistic and who really kind of like either a Dave Cho or a Bobby. That's when, to me, Steve was the funniest.
Yeah.
When he feels like backed into a corner or like you ask him questions, you prompt him.
We needed an abrasive. Here's, and anyone listening right now, if you have any suggestions, we need somebody to team up with my brother, whether it be a woman or a guy, somebody a little abrasive, you know what I mean? Or just a little, just has a polar opposite kind of a personality than my brother. I think that would be really fun to listen to.
Not abrasive, but somebody
that's like a little bit more aggressive, I guess.
Aggressive.
Is what the word is. Yeah.
Gil, do you want to introduce this next segment then?
So what's the next segment we're doing is Handubamamam.
Handumanan.
Handumanan.
So I'm gonna pull up. George, do you want to send me your photo?
Hold on. We remind people what Handumanan is first.
You're the best at explaining it. You created it. You're the creator.
This next segment is reserved for solo episodes, but we're doing one today since it's a special quarantine day. And it's called Handumanan.
Mm.
We're going to pull up a picture of one of us.
Who has it, though?
We'll see.
All right.
Who does have it, actually?
You have it, right?
Is it me or is it George? There's a couple.
It's on the group text. Wait, it's not going to come up over there?
I'll put it up.
No. We need your reaction, Gils. We'll pop it up in the final video.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's George just sent it to us.
What is the photo? Oh my God.
George, what, hold where, it. When?
Oh my God.
What, where, when?
This was, I think, junior year of high school.
Oh my God.
I just spent like the summer in France because my dad thought I should learn French.
Yeah.
And I showed up to picture day.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a polo from my parents' nursery.
Yeah.
And hair like that. Just,
well, the hair, obviously, that's not gel. That's fucking human cum.
I was about to say
that's
the same
from
thing.
You
well,
remember
I was
like
cute. That's
there's something about Mary, you know, that whole scene.
The cum
that's
scene.
What yeah, the cum scene, that's exactly what's in the hair. The face is Incel 2020. I mean,
I think it's the opposite.
Incel 2020.
Yeah, I think
those were the days before, like, when film was expensive and you didn't get an extra shot. Like, this was like the getting ready to smile.
You know, you say Incel 2020 because you know how sweet George is, but if I were to just look at this picture, this screams Country Club 1987 bully.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Let's go with Incel 2020.
If you didn't know he was a sweet boy at all, if you didn't know George was George, to me, just on picture alone.
This right here, there's no year.
He has money
this
for jail.
This is all time. In the caveman days, they'd be like, incel. Right? Right? In the Industrial Revolution, people working in the factories, don't talk to him. He's an incel. I mean, it goes on and on. This is universally incel.
I disagree.
You would have fucked him.
No, he looks like a bully. He looks like a rich boy bully to me.
Oh, really? Like a greaser?
Not a like greaser. Your idea of greaser is so different from mine. We should really like...
Yeah, my idea from greaser is the only idea, which is from...
Greece.
No, not from Greece, but yeah, from Greece, but more of the outsiders. The outsiders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But see, like the greasers that at least I hung out with in high school, like the Mexican greasers, they really like coiffed hair.
Yeah.
They wore a lot of black. We listened to Morrissey a lot. And the Smiths a lot. We'd go to Magic Mountain and we'd do like the bungee jump. And we'd all like, you know, but they were the cool kids with a good taste in music.
Yeah, I like Mexican greasers and Mexican rockers, you know, the heavy metalers. And I also love... black skateboarders. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain looks that I like. If I was like a different ethnicity.
Yeah.
If I was a skinny black guy, I would definitely be a skater. And I would wear like, you know, brim glasses and
like skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if I was Mexican, I would grow my hair out and I'd be like a kind of a Mars Volta Mexican.
Oh, I love Mars Volta.
I love Mars Volta El Paso Mexicans.
God.
They're my favorite.
You just earn points there.
So, how long after that photo was taken when you lost your virginity?
It was a bit past then. Yeah, that was.
Nick, give me years. How many years since that photo did you lose your virginity?
Let's not talk years. You know, let's.
Did you lose your virginity?
Oh yeah, and with who? Who did you lose your virginity?
I'll tell you when I lost mine. 17.
And I'll tell you when. Wait, when?
17.
Oh, I thought you said 7th grade. I was like, my God.
17. Yeah. When did you lose your virginity? Be honest, George.
Oh, okay. Is this honest hour? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's honest hour.
26 to my Argentinian girlfriend. I was religious, very religious growing up, so I didn't, I was married to Jesus for a while.
He was married to Jesus, babe. Don't shame him.
I was sneezing. I have corona, I think.
Yeah. Wouldn't let him go to Pussy Town, remember?
I'm going to defend you, George, and I'm going to say, you know...
So you were 20...
Jessica Simpson didn't lose her virginity, but the next person that she slept with called her sexual napalm, which means that she was... It doesn't matter when you lose it.
I know a girl that lost it at 32.
I know our friend,
I know a couple people at 30,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So 32?
For religious purposes?
No.
Marriage?
I don't know why.
Fuck, imagine if I waited till marriage, I'd be a virgin still now.
But you're only 24.
Yeah. So you were 26, George, when you lost your virginity?
Had to fly all the way to South America for it, too.
Wow. So adventure. Now, it was a girlfriend was hot, or was a prostitute?
No, girlfriend. So,
okay.
God. And now Kalila's laughing. I've lost my one defender. No, I went to Argentina first year of college to learn Spanish. And then I had a girlfriend. Like, you know, it takes a while to learn a language enough to like hit on somebody. So finally, by the last month, I got a girlfriend. And then she was like, you know, 3 weeks, 2 weeks into it, she was like, you're going to leave soon. I don't think this is going to work. So then 6 years later, I went back. And stayed, lived with her for 3 months.
So then when you had sex, did you wear a condom?
Yes.
Okay. Did it feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah? I can't imagine. Were you like getting...
Missionary.
I mean, do you do power fucking or... I feel like you.
George is not a power fucker. He's not you.
Yeah,
he's tender.
I'm a rabbit. Yeah, yeah. But I feel like George, like, you know, he flows with the body like this. Do you do that?
Well, not the first time. I mean, come on. Your first time is always a little bit of a disappointment. You're like, you've been waiting for this for so long, and then you're
like...
How
many pumps did you do?
Probably about 4. I think that was
4 pumps, you were done.
Pop.
Yeah. I bet you money, like...
Sure one... you can.
This
time, hyper uppercut.
I bet you money, once it went into the hole, you were like, I'm going to come... Is that what it was?
Two more pumps after that. Like, wow, this is finally it happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much imagery.
It's so much. The worst thing is when you're having sex is where you're like, I think I'm going to come. And it's so early on So then you do everything you can not to. So you start thinking about weird things. What do you, I mean, do you ever do that? What do you think about in your head when you're about to come, right? So that you don't come.
I just stare at the ceiling, just like, don't think of anything. Don't think of anything. Don't think of anything.
Yeah.
You look autistic while you fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Gil?
Dude, what do I think about?
Yeah.
I think I had the opposite problem because I think I was so nervous. I sometimes don't come. I would have to do it after.
Oh, you're the worst. No, I hate.
But here's the thing.
Guys,
I think it's
that don't come.
No, but I think part of it was because of, I think I was watching way too much porn. That was a negative for me.
Yeah.
It was bad, actually. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be a deal breaker for me in a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of sucks to say, but yeah, like if somebody like, I'm not saying you, Gilb, obviously this isn't you, but if you like prided yourself in being somebody who like lasts long, that's a deal breaker for me.
No, I was like, this is terrifying because it wasn't even hard sometimes because I was like, oh my God, I'm thinking like it's the porn. I knew it was the porn. That's when I knew I had an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue. Yeah.
So like no one wants to ask about female orgasms. That doesn't work.
Oh, we've heard your stories.
Only fucking dicks matter in this room.
Because right. I think that it's different, I think.
How's it different? Because ours is better.
No, because you guys can come do several different.
That's not true. A lot of women, actually, like a really big percentage, especially when they're still trying to figure out like sex in their body, have a very, very difficult time having an orgasm because for women, it's very mental.
Yeah, that's what I've had women where I just can't get there right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I've already, like, I have cum on my fucking belly and on my thighs, and I'm looking at them going, what? You know, it kind of feels like, oh, I didn't do my job.
Yeah.
But I've been in situations that a lot, you know, where it's like, oh, fuck, I fucked up or whatever. But women are complex in that way. But guys, though, you know, we can come instantaneously. I could stick my dick in a fucking, you know, brick. in a wall and
just smash it.
I could smash it with a brick and I can come, you know.
Jesus.
If the thought is right.
That's wonderful.
But I, you know what I think about when I'm about to come is I think of, you know, I always think about my mom first.
Wait, hold on.
Huh?
When you want to stop from coming.
Yeah, when I stop from coming. No. I don't come and go, mom!
Rewind.
Mommy! No, I always think of when I see my mom's face, that takes me out of it, right?
Interesting.
Right? Or then if that doesn't work, I get scared when that doesn't work. Like, oh, my mom, I'm thinking about mom and I'm still, you know what I mean? I'm still about to come, you know? So then I think about like those in Vietnam, those monks.
The ones that light themselves on fire?
Yeah, those monks that lit themselves on
fire. Oh, like the Ken Burns documentary.
Yeah, and then if that doesn't work, I get scared. Like, I'm still going to come. I'm thinking about burning monks, burning right? Monks.
And then you show her you can.
Yeah, and then I just start thinking about, like, just feces, whatever I can. Oh, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, like, yeah.
If you're doing feces, then you come for sure.
Yeah, then I come. and it's bad.
We're going to do, Gilb, do we have an unhelpful advice this week?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalilah.
Hi, I'm Stacy, and I'm an addict. I don't want to blame this completely on Bobby, but after him talk so much about the game, I decided to download it. And she's talking about Stardew Valley, and try it for myself. I've been playing on my phone for hours on end, and now that I have a bad headache and eye pain, I've made the painful decision to start over on my computer for the bigger screen. Though I am sad, I think it will be better as I can't take my computer to the bathroom with me, and now I will have two hands free for me to pet my dog. How do I deal with this addiction? It's kind of taken over my life.
Oh, she's playing Stardew Valley. She's addicted?
Like, literally, that's all she's doing. Well, taking to the bathroom, taking on the table.
It's a great time to have a video game addiction, I think.
Also, Stardew Valley is, you know, I think there's a description about the game from the company that made it, Concern Grape, saying it's an open-ended farming simulation RPG, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not open-ended. There is an end. In my head, as soon as the game where you think to yourself, there's nothing else to get or do, it's the end. And to me, the ending is the golden clock.
You haven't gotten there yet?
With this character, I'm $3 million away from the golden clock, and I have $7 million or whatever. Oh, and the golden clock is $10 million. I got When once you buy all the expensive stuff, like the there's the thing, these obelisks, these towers that you can get, they're $1 million a piece. Once you get the golden clock, and I think at the end, then you eventually what happens is there's nothing else to buy. You buy the return home specter, you know, and then at the end of the day, but it's funny because you start the game with $500. And that's what's great about the game is you have $500 and you only get a handful of seeds, and you have this fucking farmland that's like infested with trees and rocks, and it's just a lot of work to be done, and you get overwhelmed. But eventually what happens after you get all the bundles done with, and you get all the recipes and all your house upgraded, is eventually your farm is so big and it works so like a machine. Like, you just have your schedules, you know when the diamonds are ready, you know when the wine is ready, you know what you've, you know, the ancient fruit, you know what I mean, is being, you know, picked by your Junimos, and eventually you start going, oh my God, I have $3 million. Oh my God, I have $5 million. Oh my God, I just bought everything that I could buy. And there's nothing else to buy. And now I just have millions of dollars and nothing to buy. Mm. That's the end. And then you're not going to want to do it after that.
But let's say that, you know, compared to you, like, it's really a hindrance in her life. Like, if she doesn't even want to, like, walk her dog or, like,
no,
do her finish. Finish before you get back to your obligations and responsibilities.
Because it's one of those games where it's not as if it goes real time. You can push pause and then like live your life. That's what I do. Right now, I know exactly where I'm at, what I'm doing in my game. I know exactly.
You're a seasoned pro. You've been doing this for 4 years, 3 years straight.
Yeah, it's the worst game for people with OCD. It's the worst game with people that like to grind and do monotonous things. It's like, it's just constant, the same thing over and over and over again. I don't know what it is about that I'm addicted to that. The repetition of it. And I need therapy about it. I need to talk about it. But we have therapy in 6 minutes, so we got to go.
We do.
Yeah, let's close it up.
All right, I love you guys. Take care. Stay safe. We'll see you next week, Tiger Belly fans. I love you guys so much.
Thanks
okay,
for
so be safe.
By us through this.
Yeah,
all,
thank you
way.
So much.
This means a lot.
Love you guys.
Oh wait, hey guys, so I've recently found this factory in downtown LA. So it's local. It's they're usually a fine art printing company that has rejiggered their factory into making personal protective equipment for frontliners, grocery workers, healthcare workers, etc. And I really, really urge you, or I want you to consider donating to this company as well as similar companies that are making a lot of this protective equipment for our frontliners. This particular one is called, their Instagram handle is POV.evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a link to a link on there to donate. It would mean so much to me, and I think that it's a really necessary thing to kind of support right now. So if you could do that, I'd really appreciate it. Again, that's their Instagram handle is @POV.evolving. And thank you so much in advance.
Me walking down the street, being so good to me.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that song. That is Me and My Friends Walking Down the Street, a Bobby Lee classic. That was the Marty B Music rendition. If you haven't heard that song yet, you're missing out. Make sure you go to YouTube and go to Marty B Music and listen to the song. Support it. It's a wonderful song, especially in times like this. Thank you to our sponsors for sponsoring this podcast. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors of this week's episode. That is Clearly Looking For It, even though I just talked about it. George, next time send better emails. Manscaped, Postmates, and Blue Apron. Click the link in the descriptions and help out the podcast. We also want to thank you guys for sticking with us during this time and listening to our podcast.
I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. I know it's not sometimes the best video quality, as you can see right now, or sometimes the audio might be wonky, but we're working out the kinks. So thank you for being on this ride with us. If you want to email us any questions, you can do that and send the questions to adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. And once again, we are still doing our meme contest. So basically, we want you to make a meme, hashtag a Tiger Belly, post it on Twitter or Instagram, and have it be about this week's episode. So today's episode, find something that was really funny, something that you liked, something that was kind of out there, or a Bobby-ism, or a Slept Kingdom-ism, and turn it into a meme. And you have a chance to win something that Mr. George Kimmel and the family will send you. Once again, I am Gilbitz. You can follow Kalala at Calamity K, all things Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Live, all things George Kimmel at George_Kimmel. Follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at The Tiger Belly. And guys, we love you. See you next week. Also, PS4, Gilbitz, Jeff on Warzone. Let's do it.